tonight going to be a physical game. I believe it is. Of course, Mineota, their sport is football, and they're the defense. They were state champions last fall, and a lot of them football players are on this basketball team.
Yep, it'll be very interesting to see how Caden Molden and Sawyer DeSmet match up in the paint tonight.
Yep. All right, Mitchell, I know you do your homework, so what can you tell us about the game tonight?
Black Wolf Powell comes in with a 7-10 overall record. They're 3-5 in the section record, and they have a 4-6 conference record. They're 3-5 at home, so they look to improve on that record here tonight. They're coming off a 66-75 loss against RCW, and they average 62 points per game on offense and give up 61 points per game on defense, so they like to play it close in terms of points. They're 3-1 in their last four games, so that's a positive stretch for them coming in here for tonight.
And they did have kind of a bad loss last Tuesday in Renville, didn't they?
Yep, little rough for them.
A little hiccup there.
Yep, the way it sounds, Renville caught hot from the three-point line in the second half, and Black Paul just couldn't keep up.
Yep.
But tonight they come in against Mineota, and they're 6-1 in their last seven meetings versus Mineota over the past five seasons.
Wow.
And they've actually have six straight wins against them. Mineota's last win was in 2018-2019 season against Lacaparo. So,
okay.
And six of the six wins, three of the wins for Lacaparo were one-score games, and one of them went to overtime. So these two teams like to play it close to the end.
All right, I think it's going to be a close game tonight, too.
Yep, I hope so.
All right, what can you tell us about Mineota?
They come in with a 14-6 overall record. They have an 11-4 section record and a 7-3 conference record. And they're 7-2 on the road this year, so they're a very good road team. We saw them when they were in Dawson, and they played Dawson tough right to the end. So I think Wax Farrell's going to be in for a tough contest here tonight.
Okay.
They are coming off an 85-71 point loss against Bold, and they're 1-2 in their last three games, with the loss against Bold, loss against Dawson Boyd, but they have a win against KMS. They average 65 points per game on offense and give up 59 points per game on defense. So, again, another team that likes to play close in terms of points. And, as I said, they have six straight losses against Lacaparo and hoping to get a win for the first time in a few seasons here tonight.
All right. Thank you, Mitchell, for that information. Mitchell, if you're just tuning in, Mitchell is an intern at KLQP Radio till May. He'll graduate from Wichita State in Kansas and with a degree of sports management. And things are going well at the station, Mitchell?
Yep, having a lot of fun broadcasting games here with you, Paul.
Yeah, you're putting up with me?
Yeah, putting up with you.
All right. Let's go through your starting lineups tonight for the Mineota Vikings and the Lacaparo Valley Eagles. Starting lineups, as always, brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. For the visiting Mineota Vikings, as Mitchell mentioned, they have 14 wins on the season and just six losses. Their starters are number 5, a 6-foot senior, Maxwell Ross. Number 11, a 5'11 junior guard, Lucas Rubinski. Number 15, Ryan Gallagher. Ryan's a 6-foot senior. Number 23, Peyton Sheik. Sheik is 6'3" and a senior. And number 35, Sawyer DeSmet. Sawyer is a 6'4" senior, and he can rebound. The Vikings are coached by Chad Johnson, assisted by Mitchell Van Westen and Jared Josephson. That's your starting lineup, Vikings. For the Lacaparo Valley Eagles tonight, we have number 3, Davis Patzer, 6-foot junior. Number 4, T.J. Mitchell, 6'5" forward, a senior. Number 11, Eli Haglund. Eli's 6'4" and a senior. Number 23, Matthew Arndt, 6'1" junior. And number 34, senior, Caden Molden. The Eagles are coached by Robin Rademacher, assisted by Joel Voorhees and John Redepenny. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight between the Vikings and the Eagles. Mitchell, you want to go through some of the other games tonight?
Yep. For girls basketball in the Camden Conference, we have Lakeview hosting Tracy Milroy Ballaton. Lakeview comes in with a 13-8 record. Tracy Milroy Ballatin with a 6-13 record. So it'll be a good one in Lakeview Cottonwood tonight. And then for boys basketball, Dawson Boyd is hosting Canby. Dawson Boyd 18-1. Canby comes in at 10-7, so that should be a good matchup over in Dawson tonight. Central Minnesota Christian is hosting Lakeview boys. Central Minnesota Christian 10-6, Lakeview 4-14. KMS is hosting YME. KMS is 9-8, and YME is 1-16. McRae is hosting Renville County West. McRae is 14-4, and RCW is 3-13. And then Ortonville is hosting Tracy Milroy Ballatin boys. Ortonville is 3-13, and TMB is 10-7.
I'm going to be watching that score, TMB at Ortonville tonight. Because
yep.
The last two games, TMB has given up, 100 points.
Yep, 100 points again. That's tough defense.
Yeah, so we'll see how TMD does defensively against Ortonville tonight.
Yep.
Did he get them all there or not?
I think okay. So. That should be all of them.
I should mention that Team United Wrestling, state-ranked Team United, they're in Worthington tonight, and their matches have just been concluded. And they did very well. They beat Worthington 68-3, and then they just downed Mineota 38-22. Team United over Mineota 38-22 in Worthington. Congratulations to Team United's Ben Gunnison. He picked up his 100th career win tonight, and Parker picked up his 75th win of his career. Of course, Dan Gunnison broke a school record. He has 176 wins now. That's a Montevideo wrestling school record. So congratulations to Dan Gunnison for that. All right, go ahead. Yep.
On Mineota head coach Chad Johnson, he collected his 500th career win. I believe it was versus KMS this past week.
Yep. Thanks for reminding me there. That's a big milestone in coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Chad, of course, boys and girls.
Yep.
Coached the girls for a long time.
Yep.
So congratulations to Mineota's head coach, Chad Johnson,
mm-hmm.
with a 500th career win.
Yep. Very good head coach. 3 state titles for the girls' basketball, hoping to do a little of the same for the boys here.
Yep. And I was at every one of them. All right. That wraps up our Subway pregame show here at La Caparo Valley. We'll take a couple minutes as they play the national anthem and introduce the players. And when we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off between Mineota and La Caparo Valley.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on FM.
Welcome back to Lockapaw Valley High School, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Stilty here. Boys basketball tonight. The Minneota Vikings and the Lockapaw Valley Eagles. National anthem has been played thanks to the Lockapaw Valley Pep Band. Did a great job with that, didn't they, Mitchell?
Yep, they did a real nice job with that.
Well, Mitchell, what are the keys to the game here tonight, do you think? What do the Eagles need to do to pick up a win against the 14-6 Minneota Vikings?
Well, for the Eagles, they need to control the boards. That's going to be a big talking point for the game tonight, the rebounding, and they're going to need to control, to limit the turnovers that they have in tonight's game.
It all depends how hot the Eagles can shoot the three-pointers. They shoot the three-pointers like they're capable of, you know, that's trouble, right?
Yep, we saw what they could do against, or, well, we didn't see, but we saw a score with them when they played Tracy Murray Ballaton. They dropped 100 points on them, so when they're on their game, they're one of the tough teams to play in the conference.
Let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings. What do the Vikings need to do to pick up a win here tonight, Mitchell?
Well, in turn, they got to do much of the same thing. They got to control the boards, they got to limit the turnovers, and they need to make their free throws on the road.
And I'm interested to see Sawyer DeSmet. He's a big kid. He's, of course, an all-state and a tight end in the football team. And, boy, he can dominate on the glass at times.
Yep, and it'll be interesting to see how Caden Molden and him match up in the paint. It'll be some battle.
Maxwell Ross, he's a pretty good shooter, too. Maxwell gets hot.
Yep. All it takes is one player to get hot, and that can change the whole course of the game.
Right. Well, I don't know if you can hear in the background, Bart Hill is doing the public address announcing, and they're introducing the Lockapaw boys team. The gym lights are off. They got the spotlights shining around the gym, just like NBA starting lineups. Pretty cool, isn't it?
We saw that last week when we were doing the Lockapaw Valley Ortonville Girl basketball game, and we see it here again. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it gives it a little better atmosphere that way. And Bart does a great job on the PA, doesn't he?
Yep, he does a real nice job. And you know what? When you can get that kind of atmosphere, it really gets the crowd into it, and it can kind of give the whole team, home team a great advantage.
Mitchell mentioned this earlier, but the Lockapaw Valley Dawson Boys Shadows dance team, they're actually out in the commons area signing autographs there with their cards, and they had a pretty good line out there when I looked out there. And they'll be performing their high kick routine at halftime here tonight.
Yep, it'll be a lot of fun out here.
And I think we've got a lot of shadow parents and grandparents in the gym here tonight as well.
So. Yep, we got a great showing for Lockapaw side and Minneota side for fans.
All right, let's get the gym lights back on and let's play some basketball, right?
Yep.
Kevin DeBoer is one of the referees tonight. Kevin, of course, a salesman at Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. And he has been a ref for a long, long time. B-Squad tonight, Lockapaw Valley beat Minneota 56-31 as the lights camp come back on. This might be a fast pace up and down the floor.
Yep, this has potential to be more of a fast break game than a half-court offense, so it'll be interesting to see how we go here.
Here we go, the Eagles in their home red. And the Vikings in their away with yellow and blue trim. Here we go. Good crowd on hand here. Good fouling by the Minneota Vikings. Here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs with the Vikings, Maxwell Ross. It looks like zone defense here.
Yep, it looks like a 2-3, maybe a 3-2 zone by Lockapaw to start out here.
So the Eagles open it up in a zone defense. Ross trying to get it inside to Smith. He's Maxwell zips it inside. Now they kick it out. Here's Gallagher for three from the baseline. No good. Tipped out to midcourt. Matthew Arndt picks it up.
And there you saw DeSmith's impact on the glass. He's the one that tipped it all the way out to half court.
Passer. Eli Hagelin drives baseline, kicks it out in the corner. Matthew Arndt wide open for a three. Missed it. Rebounded by DeSmith. There's DeSmith's first rebound. He'll probably be in double figures in rebounds tonight. We'll keep track of that. No score, just underway. Each team had an offensive possession. Eagles remain in their zone. Wide open for a three. He has a good look, and he hits it. Maxwell Ross for three to get the scoring going.
Mignota coming out, and it looks like a full court press type of zone defense to start out, and we'll see if they transition into man-to-man or stay in zone.
Arndt across midcourt. Matthew for La Caprile Valley was being teamed up there by Ross and Gallagher, and forced the ball out of bounds. The Eagles keep possession.
It looks like Mignota's coming out in man-to-man defense here to start the game.
Papser, Hagelin out at the top of the key. Caden Bolden, the big guy, Caden, throws it to Papser. 3-0, Mignota leading. Papser goes to the basket. Offensive charge called on La Caprile Valley. Davis Papser.
Great job by Rabinski rotating over and getting in position to take that charge there.
And Coach Chad Johnson clapping his hands. He likes what he saw there with his team. Rabinski taking the charge. Taking one for the team.
Yep, that's what coaches love to see.
3-0, Mignota on a three-pointer by Maxwell Ross. Vikings with the ball. They kick it off to Maxwell. Throws it to the corner. Top of the key. Into the paint goes Rabinski. Now out to Gallagher. Ross. Gallagher in the paint. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Patzer. Davis is off and running. Here's Davis Patzer, and he'll pull it back out to Molden.
Great job pushing the court by La Caparo.
Eli Hagelin drives baseline and up and in for Eli Hagelin. What a move by Hagelin.
Yeah, that was a great reverse layup there by Eli Hagelin.
Hagelin's listed at, 6'4". Might be taller than that.
Yep.
Oh, nice pass from Maxwell Ross underneath. Number 11, Rabinski scores.
It was great ball movement there by Mignota finding the holes in the zone.
Hey, it's 5-2. 3-point lead for the Mignota Vikings. Double teamed. Oh, they got Molden in trouble, and he throws it and is caught by Hagelin. Here's TJ Mitchell back out to Passer, top of the key. And it's picked off there by Gallagher. Ryan, fast break. Maxwell Ross, layup, good.
It looked like Mignota switched to a zone there on that defensive position, and it looked like Lockfield wasn't ready for that.
Oh, stealing the ball is Rabinski. Now Arndt, he loses the ball. Arndt gets it. 7-2 Mignota. Vikings starting out the game with a 5-point lead here.
Mignota back in their man-to-man defense.
Here's Patzer wide open for a long three. Hits the rim, no good. Hagelin with the rebound. Dishes it to T.J. Mitchell. His shot from the free throw line won't go. It missed. And it's rebounded by Mignota. And now we got a timeout called. Somebody's bleeding.
Sounds like it. Maybe Rabinski for yeah. Mignota, maybe.
He's got a bloody nose. Yeah, he's got a good bloody nose. Put your head back.
Yep.
So Rabinski is out. He comes out of the game. In is Lincoln Jerzak. He's a junior. 7-2, Mignota leading. They have the basketball. Ross in the corner. Here's a three-pointer deep by Peyton Sheik. No good. And Jerzak chases the loose ball. Here's Ryan Gallagher for three. That's no good. Oh, good rebound there by Molden.
And a great box out by Caden.
Caden Arndt back to Molden. Here's TJ at the free throw line, the passer. Eagles, Molden for three. Good, Caden Molden. Nothing but net from three-point land.
Yep, they got a little jumbled in the paint, and Mignota left Caden wide open for the three-pointer.
7-5, two-point lead. They go on to Smith. Smith can't handle the pass. And it's a turnover there by Mignota.
Playing real quick here in the last couple minutes.
Eagles can take the lead or tie it up. Here's a three-point for the lead. Molden with another three-pointer. Caden Molden back-to-back threes for the Eagles. Puts the Eagles up 8-7.
We talked about this in the pregame. If the Eagles can get hot from three, they can easily take over this game.
Oh, nice pass from Gallagher down low to Sheik, and Peyton Sheik lays it up and in.
That was a great backdoor cut, looks like.
It was a backdoor cut. Hey, 9-8. 1-point lead for Minnesota. Matthew Arndt wide open for a three. No. And look at Hagelin going for the rebound. Oh, it goes off Eli's hands out of bounds.
That was a great rebound by Hagelin there to get in position. It looked like there were about three Minnesota defenders down there also trying to get that rebound.
The three balls are flying here early on, right?
Yep. Lacafaro loves to shoot the three ball.
9-8. Minnesota leading by 1 point. The Vikings with the ball. 12:56 to play in the first half. They go down low to Smith. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer by Sheik. It's no good. Rebounded by the Vikings. Jerzak. Here's Maxwell Ross for three. That's no good. Jerzak with another rebound. Puts it up. No good. Ball's loose. And finally, Molden picks up the loose ball for Lacaparle.
There's two offensive rebounds there by Jerzak and Minnesota.
Lacaparle Valley with the possession. They're down by a point. 9-8. Jump shot by Matthew Arndt. That's no good. Rebounded by Mitchell. And then he loses the ball. I think Gallagher stripped him. And the Vikings come down the floor with their 1 point lead, 9-8. Maxwell Ross being guarded by, well, still his own defense.
Yep, still in his zone. Still looks like a 3-2.
Ross turn around, jumper in the paint. Good. Maxwell Ross, 7 points for Ross. 11-8. See if the Eagles can answer back here. Matthew Arndt double teamed right in front of Coach Johnson. Gets the pass to Hagelin. Hagelin kicks it out to passer. Molden. Three-pointer from the corner. Hits the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Minnesota's Peyton Sheik.
A good ball movement by Lacapau. Just couldn't get the ball to go down.
11-8 Vikings. They have the ball. Oh, T.J. Mitchell swatted it out of bounds. Good defense by Mitchell.
Both teams playing real fast here to start out the game.
Peyton Rademacher comes in for Arndt. Hagelin is out, too. Who came in for Hagelin?
Looks like Bessonen.
Bessonen, okay. So a couple of Eagles on the bench, a couple starters. Minnesota leading 11-8. Minnesota with the ball as they inbound the ball underneath their basket. Maxwell Ross gets it down to DeSmit. DeSmit on the baseline, he's trapped. Oh, wide open underneath is Jerzak, and then he can't get the shot away, and he throws it. Out of bounds, throws it across the half-court line over and back.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough pass to get for anyone from Minnesota. Little sailed, pass sailed on him pretty bad there.
Coach Chad Johnson not a happy camper with that turn of events there. Turnover by Minnesota. Good first couple minutes of the game here.
Yep, Minnesota's really trying to get Lacapala to scramble in that zone to try and find an open player to hit a shot.
11-8. Oh, Ross steals Bessonen. Then Ross goes, and he missed the layup. DeSmet with the rebound. Then Ross gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Bessonen is dribbling the ball up the floor, and Maxwell just stole it up from him at midcourt.
Yep. Half court, or the full court zone, giving Lockhart a little bit of trouble here to start out.
Bessonen, the passer. Top of the key to Molden. Caden drives to the basket. Free throw line. Jumper by Caden Molden.
He did a nice job utilizing the pump fake to get his defender in the air. He drove into the free throw line and hit a nice mid-range jumper.
Eagles needed that basket, didn't they?
Yep.
13-10 Minnesota. And now Peyton Sheik threw the ball off Molden's leg out of bounds. Matthew Arndt and Hagelin come back into the game. This time, Passer and T.J. Mitchell come out. Get a breather. Rubinsky comes back in for Minnesota. Rubinsky inbounds it to DeSmet. Rubinsky in the corner. Drives baseline. Oh, wide. Jerzak, he missed the shot. Might have been partially blocked. And Rademacher comes away with it for Lacapau Valley. Hagelin, Molden, Matthew Arndt for three. Good! Matthew Arndt hits a three-pointer.
And just like that, we're tied back up 13-13.
Minnesota in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Jerzak from the baseline. No good. Another big rebound by Caden Molden.
A great box out by Caden there.
Caden is one big kid. Arndt puts up a shot. No good. DeSmit with the rebound. 13-13, folks. What a first half we've got going on here. And a long three-pointer by Rubinsky. That's no good. And ricochets into the corner out of bounds. Lacapau ball.
Just couldn't handle that rebound there. Oh, wait, that's disgusting.
Oh, Kevin DeBoer might change this call. And they're going to give it to Mineota. Now Coach Rademacher's not happy. Coach DeBoer changing the call. Look at Robin.
Yeah. Caden must have hit the ball out of the Smith's hand.
So Mineota inbounds the ball. They get it in to Jerzak. Jerzak to DeSmith. Top of the key to number 15, Gallagher. Here's Jerzak. Underneath, nice pass to DeSmith. DeSmith scores. His first basket of the game. And the Vikings take the lead by two. 15-13 with 19-15 to play in the first half. Eagles with the possession. Down by two. Hagelin, oh, almost stolen there by Jerzak. Bessonen throws it to Molden. Molden to Hagelin. Hagelin. Oh, he dribbled the ball out of bounds. Eli lost the ball.
A good pressure defense there by Mignola to force that turnover.
8 minutes, 57 seconds to play in the first half. 15-13, two-point lead for Mignola. And here come the Vikings down the floor. Ryan Gallagher. Oh, now a shot put up, a long shot, not a three-pointer. That was by Peterson, Tate Peterson with the three-point, the attempt there, and it was no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. We got a foul. What happened there?
I believe it was a reach-in or a push by Mignola.
Mignola's number 11, Lucas Rubinsky, picks up the foul. DeSmith is going to come out of the game. Eagles have the ball underneath their own basket. They're down by 2 points. Pastor gets it in the top of the key to T.J. Mitchell. Matthew Arndt. Rademacher. Pastor drives baseline back out to T.J. T.J. Hagelin. Ooh, Mignola's being very aggressive defensively,
yeah,
aren't they?
Playing real great on the defensive end here. Really scrambling and making Lockefar have to make smart passes.
Hagelin for three. No. Rebound, Mignola's paint and sheet. Oh, the Vikings throw it all the way down the floor to Peterson, and he passes it to number two, Jerzak scores.
Nice job of Mignola keeping their eyes up, finding the man going down to the end, other end of the court and getting the pass to him.
Peterson with a really nice pass to Jerzak and making it 17-13. Now got a foul on Mignola.
Yep, I believe Rubinsky again.
Yeah, Rubinsky picked up two quick fouls there. He's going to have to come out of the game. He's coming out. And back in is DeSmith. Good crowd on hand here at Lacapal Valley tonight. They're watching a great first half of basketball. Two evenly matched teams here. Hagelin, look at Eli go to the basket. He's fouled, and Eli Hagelin will go to the free throw line.
Great job by Eli attacking the basket there and getting another foul on Mignola.
17-13. Is the screening La Caprile Valley in front of a pretty large crowd here tonight.
Yep, great for both. Great showing by both sides coming out here tonight.
Hagelin's free throw is good. 3 points for Eli. 17-14. Hagelin gets the ball back from the free throw line. His free throw's up and in. Nice free throw shooting there by Eli Hagelin.
In a tight game like this, free throws might matter down the end.
17-13, 7:47 to go in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. They bounce it inside. T.J. Odo stole the ball. And, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Mineota ball.
Great defense there by Lacaparo Valley.
Yeah, that was T.J. Mitchell being aggressive defensively. Almost stole the ball. Vikings will inbound it. Tate Peterson, a junior, gets the ball from the referee. Peterson inbounds the ball. Now to Jerzak for a long three-pointer. Off the glass, no good. Hagelin with the rebound. Here come the Eagles up the floor. They can tie it up with a two-pointer. Takes the lead with a three-pointer. They're down by two. TJ from the free throw line to Hagelin. Molden drives baseline. Stopped nicely defensively by Peterson. Hagelin in the paint. Looking for somebody to pass to. He'll do a hook shot and missed it. And DeSmith with the rebound for Mignola.
It was a great job by Mignola moving their feet on defense there.
Eagles couldn't score there. The score remains 17-15 Mignola. Here's Peterson for a long three. No good. DeSmith He picks the loose ball up, and Sawyer to Smith scores.
No one was really, no one was expecting that. They were expecting that ball to hit the rim there, and it hit him right in the face almost on that rebound.
Oh, and then Maxwell Ross tips the ball away from Hagelin, a turnover by Lacaparle Valley, and it's 19-15 Mineota. Well, the Eagles down by two. They had a chance there. Oh, look at Molin. Oh, what a play by Caden Molin. The Smith keeps it from going out of bounds.
That ball must have hit in bounds before it went out of bounds there.
Here's a top of the key. Peyton Sheik with a long three. No good to Smith with the rebound. Blocked by Caden Molin. Matthew Arntz to Molin. 4-point lead for the Mineota Vikings. Coming up on 6 minutes left in the first half. 6 minutes right now. Passer down low to Hagelin. Ross guarding him, kicks it out, and it's picked off by Lincoln Jerzak. Jerzak up the floor, stops, sets up the offense, throws it underneath to Ross, down low. Here's Peterson for a long three from the corner. Won't go. Rebounded there by the Vikings. And Passer steals the ball for Lacaparle Valley.
Playing real quick action here.
Matthew Arndt, jump shot, tried to bank it in, no good. DeSmit grabs another board. 19-15, we have a timeout by Coach Chad Johnson. 5:27 to play in the first half. It's Mineota 19, Lacaparle Valley 15. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more basketball from Lacaparle Valley.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 329-2365.
Controlling the board.
All right, we're back here at Lacaparle Valley, everyone. Mineota leading Lacaparle Valley 15-14 with 5:24 to go. Coach Johnson's timeout is over. Mitchell, it looks like the Eagles stayed in the zone defense here off the timeout.
Yep, still looks like they're in their 2-3, maybe 3-2 zone that they got going on here.
Oh, look at Maxwell Ross from NBA range. No good on the three-pointer. Rebounded by Jerzak. Now Patzer steps in front of Davis. Patzer stealing the ball for Lacaparle Valley. Patzer dribbling the ball out at midcourt. Tries to get a screen. Now the Rademacher. Peyton goes to the basket hard, lays it up and in! What a play by Peyton Rademacher!
Peyton Rademacher went to do a fake pass and he freed him up. The defender followed to the ball instead of staying on Peyton, and he was able to get to the paint and get the end one layup.
19-17, 2-point lead for Mineota, and Peyton Rademacher at the free throw line to try to make it a 3-point play, and he does. Nice job by Rademacher. Hey, it's a 1-point lead for Mineota. Here come the Vikings. Leading by one. 4:40 to play. First half, that is. Jerzak to Ross. Ross looks inside. Here's a Sheik with a baseline jumper for Peyton Sheik. It's good.
Good job of Mineota moving the ball there on offense.
4 points for Sheik. 21-18. Patzer going to drive to the basket, goes in for a layup, missed the layup. Maxwell Ross with the board. Here's Maxwell in the corner. Sheik three. No. Oh, we got a rebound. We got a collision. Somebody was on the floor. Gallagher crashed to the floor. I think he got a little help going to the floor, didn't he?
Yeah, I think T.J. Mitchell might have helped assisted him to the floor on that.
Well, that was Rademacher that
assisted him. Rademacher assisted him?
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Rademacher with the foul. Vikings get the ball. Oh, look at this long three-pointer by Ryan Gallagher. No good. And Gallagher gets his own rebound. That's what you do when you stay after the shot. Shot put up. No good. Off the glass to Smith with the shot. That won't go. Another rebound by Mineota. DeSmit pulls it back out. Here's Gallagher for three. Ryan Gallagher knocks a three. Boy,
Yep, that's what offensive rebounds can do for you. They had two or three offensive rebounds that possession. They got an open three off of it.
Viking dominated on the boards there offensively. Mitchell said like three or four times and finally went in by Gallagher. It's 24-18, biggest lead, I think, by the Vikings tonight. And now Rademacher just throws it off the leg of Jerzak.
Yeah, kind of caught in no man's land there. Couldn't find an open teammate, so he just threw it off Mineota player, and it went out of bounds.
Baxter Cullif in for Lacapal Valley. T.J. Mitchell out. Molden's back in. Baxter Cullif on the floor. He's a 6'5 junior. A lot of height on this Eagle team.
Yep, a lot of players.
Rademacher goes to the basket and scores! Peyton Rademacher with 5 points off the bench.
He's giving him a nice spark off the bench.
24-20. Here's a three-pointer by Ryan Gallagher. No good. Rebounded by Patzer. Davis off and running, being harassed by DeSmith all the way down the floor. Molden being guarded by Ross to Patzer. 24-20. Mineota leading by 4 points. We have 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in that first half. Rademacher with a jump shot. Good! What's going on with Peyton Rademacher?
Patzer did a nice job of driving into the lane, drawing the defense in, and hit Rademacher for a nice mid-range jump shot.
7 points for Rademacher. Here's DeSmith in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded Davis with the rebound. Now it's picked up by Rademacher. Rademacher will pull it back out. Smart play there by Rademacher. Molden, baseline jumper. Good! Peyton Molden scores! And folks, we're tied! 24-24.
Great little six-point spurt there by Lacapal Valley after being down 24-18.
Run by the Eagles thanks to Peyton Rademacher and Molden. DeSmith on the baseline being guarded by Molden. He loses the ball. Caden picks it up. The Eagles can take the lead. Tied up 24-24. Rademacher. Here's Arndt back to Rademacher. Peyton kicks it out to Molden for three in the lead. Goal! And we got a foul!
Nice job by Caden taking the contact on that three-point shot and hitting it.
They're going to count the three. They are.
Yep, they're going to count it.
13 points. Who fouled there for Mineota? Ryan Gallagher.
Yep, closed out a little too hard on the three-pointer.
Well, that foul by Gallagher wasn't on Molden, though. It was in the paint, I think.
Was it in the paint?
Yeah, going for the rebound. That was away from the shooting. Either way, it's a three-pointer by Molden. The Eagles have taken the lead, 27-24. Eagles inbound the ball. They get the possession. Here's TJ at the top of the key. Boy, what a last 2 minutes for Lacapal Valley.
Yep, a quick little 9-0 run by Lacapal Valley. Take a three-point lead.
Arndt for three from the top of the key. It's good! Matthew Arndt hits a three!
Lacapal really feeling it from the three-point line.
Is this a turnaround or what?
Yep.
Here's Mineota's Jerzak from the free throw line. He missed the shot. 30-24, Lacapal Valley. Eagles lead, and they have the ball with a minute five to play. Arndt, Patzer for three from the top of the key, and that's good! Oh, the Eagles are hot!
That's a 15-0 run by
Holmes. Oh, it's going! Peyton Rademacher with the ball.
Wow.
Scores! Peyton Rademacher!
What a turn of events. It's a 17-0 run by Lacapal Valley in the final 3 minutes of action.
DeSmith down low, and he stops the run. DeSmith scores.
5 three-pointers straight by Lacapal Valley during that stretch.
35-26, Lacapal Valley, the shot clock is off, and the Eagles will hold it for the last shot. We got a lot to talk about at halftime. Did you hear the Lacapal crowd tonight? Patzer, 13 seconds, stops his dribble and calls a quick timeout, but we'll keep it right here. Coach Rademacher, no, he's going to change it to a full timeout, but we'll still keep it right here. 11 seconds to play in the first half, and the Eagles have caught fire here in the last couple minutes. They lead Mineota 35-26. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Yep, they had five straight three-pointers and had a nice steal by, was it Rademacher, I believe?
Yep.
And he got an easy layup. And it was 17-0 run after being a run when they were down 24-16, led, or 24-18, excuse me. And then they led 35-24, and then Sawyer DeSmet did a nice job of getting an easy bucket at the end there to stop the bleeding from Mineota.
Did you hear the Lacaparra fans, how loud they got?
Oh, wow. It got real loud. There's about three or four rows of students on Lacaparra's side. They've been standing since pretty much the start of the game. So it was real loud in the gym.
Well, like you said, the Eagles are down 24-18, 7:20 to play in the first half, and then the Eagles went on a tear. Timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. The Eagles have the ball. They'll go for the last shot here before halftime. They're going to go in the locker room with a lead.
Lacaparra's played very clean this half. Only two fouls the entire half on them. Mineota, two. Only five fouls there, too.
All right, Eagles inbound it. It's good on the inbound pass. Scherzer goes in for a layup. Missed the layup. Ross finishes it off with the layup and the putback. 2 seconds. Art for three. No good. Almost went in from half court.
Oh, the ref saying he stepped out of bounds for the shot.
Oh. They're going to put some time back on the clock. They said Matthew stepped out of bounds before he launched out at half court. So Mineota looks like they're going to get the ball maybe and see how much time they put on the board. See how much time they put on the board. Here the referee talking to Bart Hill, Darby Biergon. They're running the ball. Oh, 0.5.
Can you, half a second.
Can you get a shot off? You can.
It'll be tough. But, yeah, you can. I believe theoretically they give you about a 0.1, 0.2 seconds
well, they're
gonna
get,
shot.
Yeah, they're going to inbound the ball at half court. So
it'll be interesting to see how Mineota plays this year.
So Mineota has the ball, 0.5 on the clock. Maxwell Rostel inbound it. And half-court shot coming. It's on its way. Oh, it missed. And that was Ryan Gallagher. He got a good shot off. He got a good look.
It had plenty of distance. I believe it was just left.
What a first half of basketball out here at the Eagles' Nest tonight. Lacaparra Valley leading 35-28. Wow. Well, the Lacaparra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows dance team, the high kick routine, they're going to perform here now. And we'll take a commercial break, and Mitchell and I will come back with some halftime scores, with some halftime stats and scores. Here come the Shadows on the floor. We'll take a break and be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Monica's Apparel and Accessories in awesome Dawson wants to welcome all the shoppers for Valentine's Day. Yes, it's coming soon, February 14th, and Monica's full of lots of fun items to pick from and get her a gift certificate. And Monica will put a free gift in with the gift certificate. Shopping small and having it a ball. Monica's is open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty out here at Lac La Crosse Valley tonight. What a first half of basketball between Lac La Crosse Valley and Mineota. Your halftime score, the Eagles lead the Vikings 35-28. Mitchell, your thoughts on that first half?
Well, both teams were playing tough to start out with. Mineota worked their way out to a six-point lead, and then Lac La Crosse Valley caught fire from three, hit five straight three-pointers in a 17-0 run. And then Mineota answered with four quick buckets to end the first half, and that's how we got our score, 35-28.
17-0 run for the Eagles. They had five three-pointers, as Mitchell said, in that stretch, and it got the crowd into it big time, didn't it?
Yep, really got the crowd. A lot of the students really carried that crowd noise, too.
Let's go through the scoring in the first half. Peyton Sheik with 4 points. Maxwell Ross leads the Vikings in scoring with 11 points for Maxwell Ross. Sawyer DeSmit with 6 points. Gallagher with 3. Rubinsky with 2. Jerzak with 2. For Lac La Crosse Valley, Davis Patzer hit a 3-pointer. Peyton Rademacher, what a job Rademacher did off the bench. He had 9.
He provided a nice spark for Lac La Crosse Valley off the bench here tonight.
Eli Hagelin with 4 points. Matthew Arndt with 6. And your leading scorer, Caden Molden. Caden enters in the first half. He ended up with 13 points in that first half for Lac La Crosse Valley. So they lead the Vikings 35-28 here at Lac La Crosse Valley tonight. You got some updates from other games?
Yep. In our lone girls basketball game tonight, Tracy Milroy Ballison is up 15 to 11 over Lakeview with about 11 minutes left in the first half over there. That's the last update on that game. And then for our boys games, Dawson Boyd is up 45-28 over Canby with about 16 minutes left in the second half. We do not have a score update for the Central Minnesota Christian Lakeview boys game. KMS is up 47-18 over YME. And McRae is up 42-27 over RCW at halftime. And then TMB is up 38-28 over Ortonville. That game also at halftime.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. And in wrestling action tonight, Team United, they were down in Worthington for a try, and they beat Worthington 68-3. Then they wrestled Mineota and beat Mineota 38-22. The milestones for Team United, Ben Gunnlaugsson picked up his 100th career win. Parker picked up his 75th win. Of course, Dan Gunnlaugsson broke a school Montevideo record for all-time wins at 176. So Team United, state ranked, ready to start section play next week.
Start section play next this 15th, upcoming week, right?
The 15th. Yep, the 15th of February.
From Saturday?
Yep.
No.
All right. Well, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Hey, you want to tune in to Fashionista Friday tomorrow for Fashionista Friday with Monica Botha, 9:15 right here on Q92. Let's turn it back to you at the studios.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is John Nevins, manager of the Dawson Co-op Credit Union for the past 39 years. We are proud of our history and have now grown beyond our Dawson borders. To reflect this ever-growing membership, we have changed our name to Greater Community Credit Union. Still member-owned, still same dedicated people, still same great service. Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
All right, welcome back to Lock of Pearl Valley, everyone. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at the Eagle's Nest, and Lockerbaugh Valley leading Mineota 35-28. We're going to start the second half here, Mitchell.
Yep, and we look for a lot of action here to start the second half. I think Mineota is going to come out firing. It's going to be key for Lockerbaugh to kind of weather the storm here for a little bit.
Well, the Shadows performed their high kick routine at half, and it was pretty impressive. And, of course, the Shadows will be at Sections in Montevideo on February 10th. The C will go to the state tournament, and Q92 Sports will be there to cover that. All right, here we go. 18 minutes up on the scoreboard. Tomorrow night, we're going to be playing quarters because Mitchell and I are going to be in South Dakota tomorrow night with the Dawson boys team. That'll be different.
Big game versus Castlewood, South Dakota.
That's tomorrow night here on Q92. All right, go ahead.
Mineota out in a man defense to start out here.
Molden for three to start the second half. Caden Molden hits a three.
That's going to be big for Lockerbaugh if they can stay hot from the three-point line.
It's a 10-point lead. Mineota goes in the paint. Shot put up by Robinski. He's fouled.
Lockerbaugh came out in their zone once again. Mineota did a nice job getting the ball into the middle of that zone and got a nice turnaround jumper and an and one.
38-30, Lockerbaugh Valley, and Robinski's up. He missed the free throw, just rolled off the side. Here come the Eagles up the floor, leading by 8 points to start the second half. Eli Haglund. Key for the Eagles in that first half was the points they got out. Here's Art for three, that's no good. Rebounded by Haglund. Sasser has the ball. Goes baseline underneath, lays it up, no good. Rebounded Ross. The key, I think, in the first half was Peyton Rademacher off the bench.
Peyton Rademacher, and they were able to hit the three-point shot.
Here's Peyton Sheik for three, and the Vikings' Peyton Sheik knocks the three down. Big basket there for Mineota.
Got the lead in half, was 10, now it's 5.
Here's Art for three from the corner, and Matthew Art hits a three.
We're just trading three-pointers now, going back and forth.
I love the three-point shot. Oh, inside, Peyton Sheik loses the ball. Turnover, Mineota.
The three-point shot, the great equalizer in basketball.
And now the Molden loses the ball to Maxwell Ross. The Vikings come the other way. Kick it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Ryan Gallagher. Gallagher for three. How many three-pointers is that? Three or four here?
Three of them right now.
To start the second half.
Four of them.
Oh, and T.J. Mitchell called for a charge.
Great job by Rubinsky. Once again, getting in position to take a charge there.
41-36. Eagles. The three balls are flying here to start the second half. Maxwell Ross slowly brings the ball up the floor. Gives me a chance to catch my breath.
Oh, there
Here's
you go.
Gallagher for three for the corner. No good. Hagelin chases the ball down in the corner. Acapulco Valley with the possession. They lead 41-36 in front of a great crowd here tonight. Oh, Molden falls down, and he's pushed down, actually, by Peyton Sheik. And Caden gets up slowly. 41-36 Eagles. Second personal foul on Peyton Sheik. Mineota fans, they're hearing some big numbers tonight, too. Oh, the inbound pass by the Eagles. It's loose. That was Gallagher got a hand on it, but the Eagles keep it. Here's Caden Molden in the paint. T.J. Mitchell from the free throw line. Shot, no good. Rebounded there by Ryan Gallagher.
Seems really scrambling on that defensive position by Mineota.
Gallagher, the quarterback for the Mineota Vikings, number 15. He is going to put up a three, and it's good. Ryan Gallagher, his second three-pointer here in the second half. He has three three-pointers in the game. He's got 9 points.
And just like that, leads it down to two.
41-39, Lacapau Valley. Molden from NBA. Good, David Molden. Holy cow.
When one of them hits a three-pointer, and the other team comes right down the court and hits another one.
19 points for Caden Molden. Here's a three-pointer by Rubinsky. That missed everything, went over the rim. Passer grabs the ball. Eagles lead 44-39. Passer. Top of the key to Hagelin. Drops it down low on the baseline to Mitchell. Passer wanted to pull the trigger, now drives to the basket. Contact, no whistle. T.J. Mitchell, baseline jumper.
Nice job by Passer there, using the pump fake to free himself, getting into the lane and finding the open teammate.
First points for T.J. Mitchell. The Eagles have a 46-29 lead.
39.
A 39 lead, excuse me. Here's Ross for three, and that's good. Maxwell Ross with a three. The Vikings have hit 4-3 in the second half to start the second half. Got him back in this game. Oh, nice pass. Molden down low. He's guarded tightly. Now Hagelin, top of the key three. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Peyton Sheik. 46-42 is your score. Eagles lead. Zone defense for the Eagles. They set up defensively. Now the pass out the top to Rubinsky. Kicks it in the corner. Here's Gallagher for three from the baseline. No good. Tipped up with the board.
Lacapau doing a nice job on the boards there.
46-42 Lacapau Valley. Molden goes. Look at the big guy going to the basket. Lays it up. He's fouled. And Sawyer to Smith not happy. Sawyer got thrown. Sawyer wants a charge, and Sawyer is being very vocal about it. Sawyer's not happy, and the referee coming over to talk to him.
Yeah.
He went flying.
Yeah.
Molden will go to the free throw line. Free throw's up, and no good by Caden.
In a tough game like this, you need to make your free throws.
Peyton Rademacher comes in. Brock Bjornhild then. Brock had a great B squad. Oh, Bjornhild going in for the shooter here. Molden is going to shoot a second free throw. No good. Rebounded by Gallagher. 46-42. Lacapau leading. Ross in the corner. Peterson's in. He puts up a long three. Hey, Peterson! And now whistle.
What happened?
St. Peterson hit a long three in the corner. Oh, they're going to put a substitute. That three-pointer is good by Peterson.
Nope, looks like they only called it a two-pointer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So Peterson with a two-pointer, 46-44. Wow. He looked like he was standing almost in deep in the corner for that.
Yeah.
Hegland goes to the basket. Underneath, lays it up. No good. And it's rebounded by Ryan Gallagher. The Vikings are down by two, folks. And down to Ross, puts it up and in, and we're tied up 46-46.
Nice job of Mignone to get finding the open teammate there.
46-46, the score. 12:40 to go. Rademacher for three, no good. Rebounded by Gallagher. That was Bessonen. Bessonen for three. And that's no good. Mignone with the ball, they could take the lead. And Patcher steals the ball. 46-46, the score. Patcher's going right to the basket. Loose, short on the layup to Schmidt with the board. Crowd got kind of quiet.
Yep, Schmidt doing a nice job on the boards for Mignone tonight.
Mignone with the ball in the paint. Jerzak, jumper good, and Jerzak puts the Vikings in the lead. Jerzak scores, and the Vikings have a two-point lead, and Rademacher bounces off his head. Ross going in for the layup. Good! Maxwell Ross scores his 18th point. And the Viking fans come to their feet. Coach Rademacher calling a timeout. Mignone leads 50-46. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, we're back. Mignone puts it up and in. Lincoln Jerzak scores. And Mitchell, a big run here by the Mignone Vikings.
Yep, down 7 to start this half. They're now up by 6. That's a 13-point swing.
52-46 as we come out of commercial break. Mignone leading. The Eagles led by 10 points here in the second half. And they're struggling. Trying to find some offense right now, but Mignone is being scrappy on defense, aren't they?
Yep, Mignone doing a nice job of speeding up Lacaparo, and that's forced him to make some mistakes, and Mignone's taking advantage of him.
Not sure what the delay is here for. What's the delay for?
The substitutions, maybe.
All right, Bessonen inbounds it to Molden. Back to Bessonen. Carson Bessonen, a state golfer. I bet you he's thinking it's spring and time to play golf.
Yep, without warmer spring.
52-46, Mignone. Wide open, TJ, he scores.
Nice play by Lockfire out of the timeout there to kind of get back into this game.
Patcher with a beautiful pick and roll there by TJ Mitchell. DeSmith down low, easy basket, he's fouled. DeSmith scores.
And the foul.
And the foul is on Lacapal Valley's
number four, T.J. Mitchell.
54-48. A lot of time left in this ball game. 10 minutes, 46 seconds to play. And Sawyer DeSmith at the line. Try to make it a three-point play. On its way, and it's good by DeSmith. 9 points for Sawyer. 55-48. Boy, the Vikings have come out of the locker room here, and they've just taken over. Molden. Three balls are flying the first couple minutes of the second half. Molden push. Mignone is going to be called for a foul. That's Peyton Sheik pushing Molden.
That's his third foul, it looks like.
Yeah, in the blink of an eye. But Lacaparo is up Chiefs at the half, 35-28. Now they're down 55-48. Molden with the ball. Mitchell on the baseline. Stopped by DeSmit. Good defense by Sawyer. Molden. Here's Bessonen going to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded there by Jerzak. Jerzak with the ball. Bessonen steals it. He's on the floor. What a nice play by Carson Bessonen. Bessonen hustling defensively there.
Yeah, that was a great job by Bessonen to poke at the ball and knock it loose and then get the jump ball.
Kind of an intense game, isn't it?
Yeah, both teams playing real hard here.
Really hard. Giving it 100% in front of a great crowd here tonight. Mineola's going to inbound it. They have the lead on the Eagles now, 55-48. Here's a long three-pointer by Ryan Gallagher. Missed everything. Rebounded by Rubinsky. Jerzak. Lockball in a 2-3 zone, it looks like.
Yep.
Ross in the corner. Back out to Jerzak. Back to five. Here's a long three-pointer by Gallagher. No good. Rubinsky picks it up and scores! Lucas Rubinsky scores! And it's 57-48.
Lockapalo didn't box out. They expected to hit the rim. It was an air ball, and Rubinsky was right there to pick it up.
Hagelin down low. Mitchell picks up the loose ball underneath the Eagle basket. Drops it down low to Hagelin. The ball's on the floor. Hagelin picks it up. He's fouled. I think they're going to call the foul on Ryan Gallagher.
Yep, I think. I don't know what.
Both head coaches, Coach Rademacher, Coach, shouting out on the floor. They're both pretty animated right now. Eagles inbounded. Passer. Hagelin. Here's Arndt for three. Matthew, good! Three-pointer for Matthew Arndt. He's got four three-pointers in the game.
Lockapalo really needed that three-pointer to get themselves back into it.
It's a six-point lead for Mineola, 57-51. 57-51, Mineola. And a baseline shot by Gallagher again! Holy cow! Ryan Gallagher, all three-pointers. He's got 12 points. Four three-pointers by Gallagher. 60-51, and a whistle away from the ball.
Hold on number two of Mineola?
Jerzak.
Yep, Jerzak.
That was way away from basketball. Coach Rademacher talking to Kevin DeBoer, the referee. Lockball Valley inbounds it. Molden. There goes Caden. Oh, he falls down. He's going to be called for travel. DeSmit kind of bothered him there. And Caden fell down.
It was great defense. Team defense there by Mineola.
They lead by 9 points. 8 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Ross almost lost the ball. Rubinsky back to Maxwell.
Looks like Lockpaw might have switched to a man-to-man defense here.
Ross, right in front of Coach Johnson, drives to the basket, pulls it back out, goes in the paint, puts up a one-handed shot, and scores! Maxwell Ross just scored his 20th point of the game.
Ross has had a great game here tonight.
62-51, biggest lead of the night for either team. Here's Molden deep in the corner. Man, he can shoot threes for a big guy. Wow.
Great ball movement by Lockapalo. Found the open shooter.
22 points for Molden. Maxwell goes down. Here's Gallagher. Inside to DeSmit. DeSmit. One-on-one with TJ. Wide open. Rubinsky missed the shot. Rubinsky gets his rebound. Pulls it back out to Ross. Ross for three. Good. Wow. Good ball movement by Mineola.
Yeah, Ross just can't miss here tonight. He's got 23 points already.
65-54. Molden with a long three-pointer. No good. Hagelin with the rebound and a whistle. And it'll be a foul on Mineola. A lot of action. A lot of things going on, folks.
Mineola's worked their way out to an 11-point lead here. They've got a nice boost from their crowd. Really making a lot of noise here.
7:05 left to go in the ballgame. The Eagles have their work cut out for them now. Passer to Molden. Molden jump shot. No good. Off the back iron to Smith with the rebound for Mineota. 65-54, Mineota. Into the game, Peyton Sheik. Gallagher down low, tried to get it passed down low, but Mullen got a hand on it, took the ball away. Here's Lacapal Valley. Passer. Davis goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass. Davis passer with 5 points.
Nice job by Patrick to put his head down and get to the basket there.
And now a foul on Allpress, I think.
Tygan Allpress?
Yep. Allpress into the game here for the first time tonight. Picks up a foul on Ross. 65-56, Mineota. Ross to Sheik. To Smith. Back to Maxwell. Maxwell's going to go to the basket. And the ball's knocked away, but he's fouled. Might be on Allpress again, or Mitchell. Number five.
Allpress.
So going to the free throw line for the Mineota Vikings will be number five, Maxwell Ross. He leads all scorers with 23 points. He's got 24. 24 points for the senior, Maxwell Ross. Second free throw is nothing but net. 25 points. And it's 67-56, Mineota. Allpress, Hagelin, spin move at the free throw. Allpress wide open for a three. It missed it. Ross with the rebound. He's running up the floor. Oh, he's got Gallagher wide open for a three, and he hits it.
Mineota cannot miss here from three in the second half. Gallagher's been on fire.
Gallagher, he's got all 3-pointers. He's got 5 threes in the game for 15 points. And the Vikings have hit the 70 mark. Molden underneath. Good basket by Molden.
And a quick timeout there by Lapa Carl.
And with that timeout, we'll take a commercial break. Mineota 70, Lacapal Valley 58 with 5 minutes, 34 seconds to play. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Lacapal Valley. The Mineota Vikings leading Lacapal Valley 70-58. The Vikings have outscored the Eagles 42-23 here in the second half. What do the Eagles need to do? They got 5 minutes left in the ball game.
They need to start shooting the ball, and they need to force some turnovers on by Mineota.
Mineota leading by 12 points. Exactly 5 minutes to go. And the Eagles throw the ball out of bounds. What happened there?
That just a miscommunication on the pass there, and it went right out of bounds. That's what you cannot have right now. Lacapal playing a full court press here, trying to force some turnovers by Mineota.
12-point lead for the Vikings. They break it over half court. Jerzak down low to Gallagher. Here's Rubinsky, short jumper from the baseline, good. 8 points for Rubinsky.
Nice job, Mineota, to break that press and find the open shooter.
Here's Davis, Patzer for a long three, no good. Rebounded by Gallagher. 72-58, Mineota. And here's Sheik for three. My goodness, they can't miss right now. Peyton Sheik with a three, and he's got 10.
Mineota just dominated this half from the three-point line.
10 points for Sheik. 75-58. Eagles got to score, and they got to score often. Each trip down the floor, they have to score. Here's Hegland for three. Oh, it's in and out. No good. And...
Rubinsky on the rebound.
Okay, I thought they were going to fall on the all press for over the back. Third foul for Rubinsky. He's going to come out of the game. Gets a nice hand from the Minnesota fans. Acapulco Valley was leading 35-28. And Coach Chad Johnson's calling a full timeout. So we'll take another commercial break with 4:01 to play. It's the Vikings 75, Acapulco Valley 58. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, Acapulco Valley down to Minnesota, 75-58 with 4:01 to play in the ballgame. Mitchell, you got some updates from other games.
Yep, McCrae defeated RCW tonight, 83-38. KMS defeated YME, 86-39. And Dawson Boyd defeated Canby, 83-48.
Thank you. And we got a ball game here, 75-58. 4:01 to go, and at the free throw line is all press for Acapulco Valley after timeout. Free throw Smith tipped up and in by Caden Molden. 26 points for Caden Molden.
That was a great rebound there by
Caden. Three-pointer by Gallagher! Oh, my goodness!
Minnesota's dropped 50 points here in the second half, and Acapulco Valley has scored 60 points for this game.
That was the sixth three-pointer for Ryan Gallagher. He's got 18 points all from three-point land.
And another turnover there by Acapulco Valley.
78-60. 3:34 to play in the ball game, and oh, Hegland steals the ball. All press has it. Kicks it out to Patzer. Here's Molden. Caden from the free throw line. Jump shot there. Rolls around the rim. No good. Rebounded by Sheik. 18-point lead for the Minnesota Vikings. What a comeback. They were down. How much they were down by?
Seven at halftime.
Seven. Sheik in the paint. Patzer with a foul. And DeSmith, Sawyer DeSmith underneath was fouled hard by Patzer.
Patzer literally just bear hugged DeSmith trying to prevent him from putting up that bucket.
So Sawyer DeSmith at the free throw line for Minnesota. Net for DeSmith. That gives him 10 points. He's got a number of rebounds too, doesn't he?
Yep, he'll have a double-double tonight.
Told you he would in the pregame show, didn't
yep.
I? There's a second free throw, and that's good.
Had a nice free throw shot.
Yep, for a big guy, yeah.
Yep.
11 points for DeSmith, and the Vikings have hit the 80 mark. 80-60. Hegland, 2:59 to go. Hegland goes to the basket and lays it up and in and scores. Eli Hegland with six. Full court pressure put on by Acapulco Valley. And the Vikings break it easily, and going right to the basket there was Jerzak. No good. Picked up by Patzer. Patzer's going the other way quickly. Bottom mark to Patzer for three. Wide open look, and Patzer knocks down the three. How many three-pointers have we had in this game tonight?
We've had lots of three-pointers.
We'll have to count them up in the post-game show.
That's just how the game is played nowadays.
Jerzak. The Vikings will want to use all of the shot clock here.
Yep, look for Lockfall to be aggressive.
And a foul on Allpress, following Jerzak. 80-65 is your score. 2 minutes, 16 seconds to play. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Go through the stats. In is Brock Bjornhell, the junior for Molden. At the free throw line for Mineota is Jerzak. His free throw is good. Gives him 7 points. 81-65 Mineota. Jerzak's second free throw is on its way, and that's nothing but net. Well, the Eagles need to throw some threes up here in a prayer.
Yeah, at this point, if you're open, just shoot it.
82-65 Mineota. What a second half for the Mineota Vikings.
They have been on a mission here this second half, and there you go, another turnover.
Oh, Smith's going to go in for a slam dunk! Slam dunk! Sawyer to Smith!
You saw the look on his face. He wasn't passing that ball on that fast break. He was going to take it all the way.
And Rademacher's driving to the basket. He was fouled by a Viking. What a slam dunk by Sawyer to Smith. That brought the Mineota crowd to their feet. That was impressive.
That was very impressive. Nice job by Sawyer there.
84-65. In for Lacapaul Valley, our first son, Shataro. Shataro into the ball game for the first time tonight.
Oh, looks like Chad Johnson's going to clear the bench.
Yeah, put his JV in. Free throw's good by Rademacher. And the Mineota starters come out of the game. Mineota fans on their feet. Give it a round of applause. What a second half
and
for
right
Mineota.
So Mineota's played a great second half here tonight.
Coach Chad Johnson shaking each of their hands, and we got a timeout on the floor, so we'll take a commercial break. 84-66, Mineota. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, we're back. Timeout's over. And Mineota leading Lacapaul Valley 84-66. And during the timeout, Mitchell, occasion here.
Yeah, Maxwell Rost for Mineota recorded his 1,000th career point.
Yep.
Is that correct?
1,000 career points for Mineota's Maxwell Rost. And he has 25 points in the ball game here tonight. JV is in for both sides. Mineota leading 84-66. And Mineota steals the ball.
Lacapaul
steals the ball. Alpress goes in, missed the layup. And it's rebounded there by Karstensen. You get some other names in here. We got Brody Larson on the floor. Karstensen's got the ball. Here's Adam Gallagher for Mineota. Truth and Fails. Double team there. And Fails going to put up a three. No good. Rebounded by Shataro. And the Eagles, with 45 seconds to play, have the possession. Entertaining ball game tonight, that's for sure. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll go through the stats. And here's a shot by Alpress. Three-pointer. No good. 30 seconds to go. 15 on the shot clock for Lacapaul Valley. Bjornhell for three. That's no good. Rebounded by Mineota. Vikings will just hold the ball. And Mineota is going to win this ball game tonight, 84-66.
And they'll move to 15-6 overall in the season. Lacapaul will fall to 7-11.
And 5 seconds left in the ball game. And entertaining ball game tonight. There's your final score, Mineota 84, Lacapaul Valley 66. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota High Schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be.
Sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, Minnesota 84, Lock-the-Paul Valley 66. And they just shut the gym lights off on us, Mitchell.
Yep, the Shadows are out to do their light stick performance here tonight.
Yeah, now how are we supposed to see our staff?
Well,
that's what I want to know. Well, the Shadow, Lock-the-Paul Valley, Dawson Boys Shadows dance team, they're out on the gym floor with light sticks. It's absolutely dark here. I can't even see Mitchell sitting next to me. That's how dark it is. But the light sticks are on. The Shadows performing, and looks pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks very cool.
As the Shadows are performing here, I'm going to go through some other scores. I'm under the table hiding. I can read my cell phone so I don't show light. Final, Dawson Boyd beat Gamby 83-48. Blackjacks, we'll see the Blackjacks tomorrow at Castlewood, South Dakota. We'll be going to be broadcasting that game in South Dakota tomorrow night with the Blackjacks. It should be a good one. KMS beat Yellow Medicine East tonight 86-39. And our Mineota over Lacapau Valley 84-66. McCray beat Renville County West 83-38. And Tracy Milroy Ballaton up in Ortonville tonight. The Panthers beat the Trojans 74-55. And those are some of the scores we have in boys basketball tonight. In girls basketball, RTR beat Murray County Central 56-42. And Lakeview defeated Tracy Milroy Ballaton 52-38. And those are getting you caught up there. I know Team United Wrestling, they were in Worthington this afternoon and tonight, and they defeated Worthington 68-3, and then they downed Mineota 38-22 in the try down there in Worthington. And Mitchell, a great basketball game here tonight. The Shadows have just got their light sticks done.
Yep.
Now I can stand up and not be underneath the table here.
Yep.
As soon as they turn the lights on, there the lights are coming back on. Thank goodness. Otherwise, you're going to have to cut the post-game show here short.
Yep.
All right, let's go through some stats. First for the Lacapau Valley Eagles. Foster with 8 points. T.J. Mitchell with 4. Caden Molden led the Eagles in scoring tonight with 26. Matthew Arndt with 12. Eli Hagelin with 6. Peyton Rademacher with 1. For Mineota tonight, Peyton Sheik with 10. Sawyer DeSmit with 13 points. How many rebounds did DeSmit have?
I got him for 11. I wouldn't be surprised if he had more, though. But a double-double for Sawyer here tonight and a nice dunk.
Ryan Gallagher with 18. Gallagher... One, two, three, or six Gallagher.
Yeah, and I think most of them were in the second half.
Yep,
too.
They were. She only had 1 3-pointer in the first half, seven.
Five.
Five.
Yep.
Five in the second half. Lucas Rubinsky with 8 points. Jerzak with 8 points. Peterson, Tate Peterson with 2. Your final score, Mineota 84, Lacapau Valley 66. Your thought on the game there, Mitchell?
It was a very competitive game. Lacapau got the early edge in the first half, and then Mineota just came out and dominated all aspects of the game in the second half. They had 5 players get at least 5 rebounds, according to my stats. They completely dominated the boards against Lacapau. They were shooting lights out from 3 in the second half. It's hard to beat a team when they're playing that hot.
And you got some rebounds there?
Yeah, I got Sawyer DeSmet with 11. He led Mineota in rebounding, and then I got Peyton Sheik at 7, and then Lincoln Jerzak with 6 to lead Mineota in the rebound here tonight.
Mineota, yeah, go ahead.
And then for Lacapau, Caden Molden had 5, Davis Passer had 5, and then Eli Hagelin had 7.
Mineota outscored Lacapau Valley in the second half, 56-31. Our Neon Needle Subway player of the game, we're going to give it to Maxwell Rost. What a game for Maxwell. 25 points to lead the Vikings in scoring. And he scored his 1,000th career point tonight.
Yep, he had 25 points, and I had him for 5 rebounds. And he had 1,000, he scored his 1,000th career point here tonight. It's a great game by him all around.
That's right. So Maxwell Rost gets a T-shirt from Neon Needles in Dawson. Well, I've already handed it to him. He came up here before they shut the lights off. What's our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game tonight? Our Ag Plus Cooperative game or play of the game?
I think you got to give it to Sawyer DeSmith's dunk there to seal the victory at the end there.
Me and you think alike. I was thinking the same thing. Sawyer DeSmith with his monster slam dunk in the second half is our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. B squad tonight, Lacapaul Valley 1, 56-31.
A great game by Lacapaul's B squad there.
Yep.
Really dominated, much like Mineota did in the second half of tonight.
Right. Tomorrow night, join us tomorrow night. Mitchell and I will be in Castlewood, South Dakota. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks state ranked. Castlewood, South Dakota, their state ranked.
Yep, the top team in Class B from South, one of the top teams in Class B from South Dakota and Castlewood. They're 13-2. And then Dawson Boyd, one of the top teams in Class A in Minnesota. They're, I believe, 19-1 now. So it'll be a very competitive game tomorrow night.
And 7:30 tip-off. Tune in for that. Well, thanks, Mitchell, for helping out again tonight.
Yep, this was a fun game to call, Paul.
Yep, and thanks to Phil Werpy back at the studio. Phil's running the board for the first time tonight. He did a super job.
Yep, Phil did a real nice job.
All right, and thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school basketball
thanks
here on Q92.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madison Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market, Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appalachia, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Lacparl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Lacparl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.